Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 13th of September. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the past 7 days. The main news this week is that the government is consulting on proposed regulations setting out the detail of changes to the notifiable events regime and the new Declaration of Intent requirements introduced by the Pension Schemes Act 2021. The proposed events have changed slightly from the consultation version and are now the sale or transfer of a material proportion of the business or assets of a scheme employer, changes of control of a scheme employer, and the grant or extension of a relevant security over the employer's assets where the secured creditor would have priority over the scheme. More information about how these proposed tests would apply and when notifications would be required is in the full version of What's New This Week. In other news, the Financial Reporting Council has published a list of signatories to the 2020 Stewardship Code, together with a copy of each signatory's stewardship report and some details about the process involved. Separately, the pensions regulator has published its latest compliance and enforcement bulletin. The full version of What's New This Week also includes an update from the PPF on the recent litigation about the PPF compensation cap and a link to the government's announcement about modifying the mechanism for uprating the state pension for next year. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.